when I was in, I think maybe year 10, there was a boy in year 12 who could drive. And at the time, there was a professor, Jeff Ball, and he ran a maths class somewhere, some school, I don't know where. And we would all jump into Kendall's car, and there would be like 7 or 8 of us packed into this tiny little car. I'd be sitting on the floor somewhere in the back, and we'd all drive off to see Jeff Ball in his maths class. And so it was very weird and very nerdy, but the best time. Normally I go by Mrs. K or Pauline, right, depending on how old my students are. I suppose Kohlhoff is a difficult name. Right now I'm a PhD student in the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences in Education. I actually came out of uni and went straight into a computing job. So I did my undergraduate in, as a Bachelor of Science with a major in, a double computer science major. And what happened was that I went into my first job as a system administrator, and I was the only girl on the team. It was actually quite strange being the only girl in the office. But then on the other hand, there are perks, by the way. So you get the whole bathroom to yourself, right? So as an engineer, I kind of had to work like a man, which was the problem, essentially. They expected you to be available in the middle of the night and that sort of thing. What really brought it home for me that I couldn't do it anymore was my son was, let me think. My son was about 1, okay? And I had a client, which was a large telecommunications company in Europe, and obviously they keep different hours to us. And so I got a call in the middle of the night that their system was down, and my son had just gone to sleep. It was 3 in the morning, and I was shattered. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. It was just too hard. And that's how I ended up retraining to become a teacher. But I'm assuming that this doesn't, it was only because of my responsibilities as a parent that made that happen. But my son was actually a wonderful child in that he slept. Okay, you can't say that about my second child. And so, like, you know, I'm really, really grateful for having had one. But basically, you could put him down and he'd sleep for 3 hours. And in that 3 hours, you can fix a couple of bugs and then get back onto, you know, dealing with a child. And so it was all right for, you know, a year or so. Okay, and then it wasn't. And that was fine. Especially in STEM, one of the things that is wonderful about what I do, and that what I do most of the time is maths, is that there is a reality and a truth that you can rely on. And so it's right or it's wrong. And there, the opinions around it are very peripheral. And so if you're right, you're right. If you're doing something that makes sense, it's fine. And if you happen to be disagreeing with the men in your office, as it were, you know, then it's not actually a big deal, because if you can back it up, then you're in. I've seen so many young girls who can do amazing things with numbers, right, and think in, you know, really, really creative ways mathematically. There's no reason they can't do anything they want.
University of Technology Sydney has adopted the Athena Swan principles to promote diversity and gender equity in the workplace. Sharing the stories of our female staff members' achievements is part of our commitment to understand their perspectives and enrich our community.